Well, I think it's very important for us to be innovators, and Washington's the most wired community in the country, and our customers are just always online, and our fans are not only deeply passionate, they're wired as well. And as much video and data and information that we generate, they consume. And we're soon going to live in this era of what's called the Internet of Things, where it's not just your computers and your devices that are connected, it's things that are personal. Your jewelry, your watches, your rings, your refrigerators, your cars, and now your glasses. And if you think about it, it's just glass, you know, your television, your computer, your iPhone, and your glasses. It's just glass in a different format. And so to be able to deliver an experience to our fans where they can experience the game firsthand, but be connected, pull up stats, blink their way to a deeper, richer experience, I think is going to be something special.
And how big is that? Because we always talk about enhancing the in-game experience and things like that.
Well, I think it's incumbent on all of us to make sure that fans want to continue to come to games. We're very focused on the best in-game experience, not only because our fans deserve it, it's important for our business. I think that with HD TV and this two-screen world where people sit on their couch and watch the game and they're connected with their friends, we have a lot of competition when you own a team, and we need to make sure that people want to continue to come to arenas and that they're wowed. And so we can only do so much with the product on the ice or on the court, so we have to make sure that we're doing everything we can in terms of services, in terms of content, in terms of delivery. And I want our fans to always kind of rely and depend on their teams and our organization that will be first to market with things, that will be the innovator, and that will try to bring them the best services first.
And Brian, what made you guys decide to Monumental and the Capitals, and the Capitals were a great fit to start this?
One of the gating functions to delivering a real-time experience to fans is the quality of the infrastructure of the arena. Verizon Center is one of the most connected arenas in pro sports, so we can actually deliver something that's truly real-time to the fans, as opposed to them having to wait until it goes up in the cloud, gets curated, and then they're pulling it back down on their phone.
And for you've been instrumental in so many things, the AOL and the Groupon director board of directors. Where do you see the future for not only, you know, technology, your role in technology, the dot-coms moving forward?
Well, I think technology is becoming more and more personalized, and it will be atmospheric. And the data that we generate through our health, through our actions, that data will be processed and used to make our lives more convenient. Now, we have to make sure that everything is safe and secure, but I do think that this personalized world and even media consumption, and I've joked I have DirecTV, I probably have 900 channels, and truthfully, I only want one channel. I want WTED. I want what I want. I want what I want when I want it. And, you know, that day is coming because everything is digitized and the user interfaces are getting easier to navigate. And, you know, you see it just with Google Glass and, you know, what's been developed here. It's pretty easy. You tap a couple of times on the side of your... Now, you might look like you've got something going on the side of your head, but I'm sure that the interfaces will get faster. The glasses will get cheaper. There'll be lots of innovation. The glasses will become a platform. There'll be lots of third-party developers like AXP here, and you know there'll be really, really a renaissance, if you will, on next-generation apps. We saw it for the iPhone. We saw it for the iPad. You know, the next big thing will be some kind of wearable.
I know you've always been very interactive with the fans, and I guess this is another way to kind of enhance that, but are you looking forward to hearing from everybody and what they think?
Yeah, I'd love to wear it and walk around the arena when I see a fan, they're walking up to me to say, "Hey, Joe, how you doing? I understand you've been a fan since, and a season ticket holder since 2000. And you know, it'd be great to just have that kind of instant connection and identity. There's another company in town called Social Radar, And they're trying to do some applications like that when you walk into a room, that it would come up on your Google Glass, who's on your buddy list, who's on your social network that's here, and pull their picture up and tell you a little bit about them. And, you know, that kind of world where you obviously have to opt in to make sure that you're comfortable in that environment is going to be here very, very quickly.